Police are investigating after a reported neighbor dispute in East Canton involving a gun. Officers were called Thursday to the 300 block of Orchard Drive after residents said a person confronted them over setting off firecrackers. Police say the individual allegedly displayed a gun and fired one shot into the ground. No one was injured. The person surrendered to police without incident. They have not been identified. The Cinemark Tinseltown Theater in Jackson Township was briefly evacuated Thursday night. Patrons were asked to leave the building after an alarm was reported. Officials reportedly determined it appeared to be a false alarm, and moviegoers were allowed back inside. No injuries were reported. Investigators say a natural gas explosion destroyed a vacant Canton home and left two men seriously injured early Thursday. The blast happened on Bonnet Place Northeast, leveling the home, damaging several others, and knocking two houses off their foundations. Both victims suffered severe burns and were taken to the burn unit at Akron Children's Hospital. They allegedly were stealing a furnace at the time. The city's building code department is assessing surrounding properties and working with contractors to demolish unsafe structures. A North Canton man has pleaded guilty to federal gun smuggling charges. 80-year-old George Manousalis admitted Thursday to illegally exporting firearms to Greece. Federal agents arrested him January 8th at New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport with five pistols, 950 rounds of ammunition, and more than $56,000 in cash. Court records state he had previously smuggled other guns overseas. Manousalis could face 3 to 5 years in prison under a plea agreement. An Alliance police sergeant is free after posting bond following his arraignment Thursday on a felony child endangering charge. 27-year-old Ethan Griffith of Canfield is accused of striking a 4-year-old boy while the child was visiting his mother and Griffith, who is her fiancé, at White House Fruit Farm in Canfield Sunday. Police say the boy suffered marks to his face. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for September 3rd. Griffith was sentenced this week to probation, a license suspension, and fines in a separate OVI case stemming from a June 14th crash in Austintown. He is currently on unpaid leave. The former sports dome in Jackson Township is being torn down. The facility opened in 1993 but was damaged in a storm. The repository reports demolition work began this week and should take several weeks. Reno, Nevada-based Learning Realty Partners bought the Portage Street Northwest facility in 2022 for $1.9 million. It is currently on the market for $2.2 million. It was used for sports including basketball, tennis, pickleball, baseball, softball, soccer, and lacrosse. The search is on for a new Massillon City Council member. The Stark County Republican Party is accepting applications to fill the Ward 1 seat vacated by Seth Markham, who resigned because of family commitments. Qualified Ward 1 residents have until Wednesday to submit a resume and letter of interest. Precinct committee members will interview applicants and select a replacement on August 11th. The 2026 Greater Alliance Carnation Festival continues today. The Carnation Golf Scramble starts at Tannenhof Golf Club at 9. The Carnation Food Fest takes place from noon until 9 at the Mount Union Campus Lakes. The band Disco Inferno CL will perform. Shakespeare at the Castle begins at 7. Buses will run to the Food Fest from Alliance Intermediate, Elementary, and High School every 30 minutes. The trial continues today for a Barberton man accused of killing a Canton man in a shooting last year. 26-year-old Justice Oney is charged with murder and other counts in the death of 25-year-old Nathan Flight. Prosecutors allege Oney shot Flight in Barberton after a dispute involving his wife. The defense claims Oney acted in self-defense after Flight approached him with a knife. The bench trial continues in Summit County Common Pleas Court. A woman charged in a deadly hit-and-run in East Liverpool has entered a not guilty plea. 34-year-old Tracy Quimby was arraigned Thursday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court on charges of aggravated vehicular homicide and failure to stop after an accident. A pretrial hearing is set for August 14th. Prosecutors say Quimby struck and killed 64-year-old Brady Ingram February 4th, then drove away without stopping. Her $100,000 bond remains in place. A child who died after a crash on Route 224 in Poland has been identified. The Highway Patrol says a vehicle left the road around 5:15 Tuesday afternoon, hit an embankment and a tree before stopping in a culvert. 61-year-old Rosemary Huddleston and two children were taken to the hospital. 4-year-old Cassius Huddleston died from his injuries. Troopers say none of the occupants were properly restrained, and drug impairment is believed to be a factor. The crash remains under investigation. A new indictment has been issued against an Austintown man shot by police last year. 33-year-old Jacob Hall had been set for a trial in March on felony and misdemeanor weapons and menacing charges stemming from a November shooting on North Yorkshire Boulevard. Prosecutors said the case could be refiled after further review of evidence from the Ohio BCI investigation, which spans more than 1,000 pages. Police say Hall fired at officers before being wounded. No officers were injured. No new arraignment date has been set. A Warren woman has pleaded guilty to robbing two elderly victims. 26-year-old Nina Colbert entered guilty pleas Wednesday to two counts of robbery, burglary, and domestic violence in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court. Prosecutors say Colbert broke into an 88-year-old woman's Belvedere Avenue home in April and knocked her to the ground. Sentencing will take place after a background investigation. Colbert also was convicted of the separate robbery of a 73-year-old family member. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.